show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show as we get set to talk some college basketball right here in the Big 12 Conference. And of course, the Longhorns are a program that has very high expectations coming into this season. They are truly considered one of the nation's elite teams. And of course, coming off a very nice win at home in Austin on Wednesday night, 32 points over Western Carolina. It is such a pleasure to introduce on our program one of the very best in the business, Texas head men's basketball coach Rick Barnes. Coach Barnes, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
It's great having you on, and let's get right to it. As this looks to be another big year of expectations for your program, you guys are returning 8 of the top 10 scorers and did a tremendous job recruiting. This is a team that's got a lot of depth and certainly has a lot of versatility. Tell us about your Longhorns.
Well, we do have a lot of depth, and with that, we do have the versatility to play a lot of different ways. And what we're trying to do right now is blend our younger players in, and they're a talented group of young players with our older guys, and they've done a great job of really leading these young guys, really trying to help them speed the process. And so the depth is a good problem to have right now, but we're excited about where we are right now, but we realize we've got a long way to go to be the team that we can be.
Coach, it is early in the season. I know that probably perhaps you haven't been able to solidify that starting five, but are you kind of playing with your rotations a little bit?
We are, and you know, we're not so concerned about who starts, and we really could change our lineup from game to game according to whatever we think the needs would be. But right now, what we're really working on, and you know, from game one to game two, our big emphasis was to be better defensively, and I thought we were, but you know, we've turned the ball over way too much, and with all the substitutions that we're making, we've been able to keep a pretty good defensive flow, but we haven't been able to maintain the offensive flow the way we want to, and that's got to be the next step we take.
Well, talk about that offensive flow, because on Wednesday night, you guys had 40 points in the paint and 15 second-chance points.
Well, you know, we do feel like we can attack the lane area with, you know, obviously we've got a player down there in Dexter Pittman that is a tough matchup for a lot of people, and then our guards have done a good job driving the ball, and we haven't settled really for a lot of threes. I think we've averaged maybe 13 threes in the first two games, which is fine. But as long as we'll stay aggressive and really attack the high percentage area, we'll be fine with that.
You no longer have A.J. Abrams, who could potentially be that three-point threat.
Well, this year we're a different team. We've got a number of guys. I mean, up to this point, Jacoban Brown has shot the ball well. We know that Jordan Hamilton is a very explosive scorer and really has the same ability that a guy like A.J. has, but he's 6'7". And then Sean Williams gives us that. Damian James is a much, much improved three-point shooter. And I even think all of our guards, you know, Doge Balbay, they've all have really worked hard. That was a big emphasis with our team in the offseason, was to improve our shooting. And I think as a group, we've done that.
And, of course, Damian James, this is a young man that opted to pull out of the NBA draft. He was a three-year starter, averaged 15 points, 9 rebounds last season. Let's set those stats aside for just a moment, Rick. Talk about what he brings to the program, because he is quite an asset. And I have to just say, from the outside looking in, tremendous loyalty.
Well, and you're right. I don't know if there's a better word to describe Damian than loyalty. And, you know, he used the NBA process, I think, to go through it. And he made a very wise decision to come back, and he's better for it. We're better for it. He has been a tremendous leader. And this is the first time in a long, long time that we've had a senior class with the kind of senior leadership that we're getting right now from Damian and Justin Mason, Dexter Pittman. And you can really throw in Matt Hill in that class. Those guys were part of the class with DJ Augustine and Kevin Durant. So to have a senior class has been really good, but Damian has led that class.
We are talking Texas basketball with their head men's basketball coach. We know him well right here in the Big 12 Conference and across the country, Rick Barnes, this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And I tell you what, Rick, I read somewhere that you absolutely, I mean, you've coached for many years, but you really enjoy coming to the gym every day, the personality of this team. This is a special group of young men.
It really is, and I do enjoy. I've enjoyed this group from day one because, one, it goes back to our seniors. They know what it takes, and it's been fun for all of us trying to get the younger guys up to speed and doing what they need to do. But when you go to the gym, and the best part of our practice is when we are through practicing, you'd be amazed how many people will continue to stay up there on their own. And that's something that we've kind of built into our program, where your best players just they love it. They have a passion about it, and they're willing to stick around and put extra time in. But that's the best part of this job, is being able to go in the gym every day.
Rick, you highlighted talking about that senior leadership. That's got to be very helpful when you've got an incoming recruiting class that was so fantastic. You had mentioned them, Avery Bradley and Jordan Hamilton. I mean, that's two freshmen with big-time pedigrees.
And they, both of them are going to, they've already both improved. They both have improved a great deal in really the last week. I thought Jordan made the biggest improvement he's made since he's been here, from our first game to last night. And then Avery is an unbelievable worker, but he's tried to fit in a little bit too much, and he's trying to really not let it go the way he needs to. And last night he had a really bad turnover, and I actually got on him a little bit. Then he made just a spectacular dunk where he drove through and made a great play. But he needs to do that. He needs to be who he is. And again, you respect him for coming in and being respectful, but now he needs to do what he's capable of doing.
Yeah, that certainly will be on the highlight reel, the monster drive, the monster dunk. But Jordan Hamilton, he's really known as being a lockdown defender. That kind of separates him from everybody, doesn't it?
Well, really, he's more offensive-minded. And what he did for us, again, last night I told him before the game, I said, I want to see you go into the game with a mindset that you're going to really work on the defensive end and not wander around. And because the first game he would play hard for a little bit, then he'd just kind of wander around. But what he's got to overcome to really take the next step is he still allows the fact that he misses shots affect the way he sees himself as a player. And he's got to understand that he takes good shots. They don't go in. That's part of the game. But he can't let it affect everything else that he's doing.
We are going one-on-one with Rick Barnes this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. You also secured a huge transfer from Florida. When will he become eligible, Coach?
Well, Jay will become eligible right around the middle of December, and he's going to bring us some experience. He understands the value of that basketball, which would help us right now because we are turning it over way too much. And he shot over 43% from the three-point line his freshman year at Florida, and he'll be a good mix for us. And that gives us, again, just more depth at the point guard position and another guy that can shoot the basketball.
Let's swing our conversation. I love to talk about the 4 and 5 position. What about your junior center, Dexter Pittman? As I understand, he worked very diligently in the offseason to really trim down, and as a result, it really translates into giving him a lot of confidence on the post, doesn't it?
Dexter did continue to lose weight to get himself in shape, and he's done a great job with that. And Dexter is a very athletic, very quick. I think people, if you're around him, would be surprised how well he moves his feet. He's got great hands. And what we really want from him is to be able to get him up to play, 24 to 26 minutes a night. And if he can do that for us and be as effective as we know he can be, that's how we'll really become the team that we want to be.
Yeah, and you need Big Dex to post good numbers because, of course, the Big 12 Conference, once again, Rick, it looks to be another year of survival of the fittest. When you start looking up and down, it's almost overwhelming. KU, OU, this is a conference that has a lot of experience returning but also brings in some fresh youth.
Well, it is, and I think where you really look at it is you always start at the bottom and look up, and I think when you see just how much the bottom half of the league has improved, and I just think it's going to be one of the best years we've ever had in the Big 12.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, of course, Rick Barnes, this is your 11th season at Texas. Time just flies. Your 22nd year overall as a head coach. Can you kind of reflect on your time in Austin and this experience? Because you're a North Carolina boy. How much do you enjoy living in Austin?
Well, I love living here, and it's been a great opportunity for me, obviously, because I work for a great university and a great, great athletic director that's done everything that he told me he would do when we met 12 years ago. And our goal when we got here was we wanted to be mentioned that with the best programs in the country at the beginning of every year, then hope that we could live up to it. And we've had so many good players come through here and great players, and we've got our program heading in the right direction, but we still have work to do.
You mentioned some of those great players, of course, Kevin Durant, LaMarcus Aldridge, Chris Mim. I mean, how are you consistently sending guys to the next level? What is that key to success?
Well, one of them is, obviously, we've got a great coaching staff here. My assistants do an incredible job of selling this program. And I think when we get here, we've got such a great support system in place But the fact of the matter is the guys that are in the NBA were guys that have great God-given ability. They came in, they bought into what we wanted them to do. But they had that passion themselves. They had the work ethic, and they're the ones that did it. But they really took to the coaching. They went to the weight room with Todd Wright. They would ran around what she does in the academic side of it, and they really grew as people, and they were people that never, ever worried about themselves. They always worried about the program.
An exceptional young man. I've had the opportunity to spend some time around with the Thunder, of course, is Kevin Durant. High basketball IQ, but I just love watching him in the open court. He moves so well without the basketball.
Well, Kevin is one of those special players. We've never had a player improve as much as Kevin did in his time here. I mean, it was really remarkable watching him just do everything. I don't care what it was. I mean, he got better as an offensive player, which he's great. He's got so much talent on that end, but he wanted to be a complete player. He really worked hard at his defense, and he's continuing to do that. And he's only scratched the surface of how good he's going to be in the NBA, but he was also one of those players that, you know, he lived in the gym. He's had a great impact on this team that we have here right now. He came back during the summer. He stayed here all summer, two semesters, went to summer school, and really worked hard with our returning players. And he's very special and a big, big part of this program even today.
And Coach Barnes, I understand that he slept on a mattress for a month. That doesn't sound like the glitz and glamour of the NBA. I mean, that's making some major sacrifices, isn't it?
Well, you know, he's great friends with Justin Mason.
And okay.
A year before when he came here, you know, he had rented a hotel suite and stayed there, but he decided that, you know, he wanted to be with Justin and be, I think, just a normal college student. And that's what he did. And Kevin's a very, very, very special person, and a guy that from the time that he walked on this campus, he never made it about him. And I remember when we recruited him, we said, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament. You're going to have to have a player like your year, which he did. But he continues to come back and help us with what we're trying to get done here.
I think that's what's impressed me the most, just the maturity. Here he is only 21 years old, but, I mean, he's just such a humble young man. Can you kind of tell us quickly about his background as far as, I think his mother did an amazing job raising him.
Well, you know, really, Wanda is an amazing lady, and she did a great job. And, you know, Wayne Pratt, his dad, was a basketball player himself.
Yeah.
Had a wonderful AAU coach, and he and Kevin had a really good support group around him that kept him grounded. And they didn't, even though he was getting all these accolades as a high school player, they never ever let him think that he was there. And then he just worked at it. And when he got here, I can't even begin to describe to you how he changed from the time he walked on this campus in a six-month period to where he just took things to a whole different level, and he continues to do that. But he has great character, very unselfish, and just really cares about other people.
Do you remember when he came on that recruiting trip? Because I know that, I mean, he's an East Coast guy. You know, you're looking at Connecticut, North Carolina, but you were able to get it done and solidify and bring him to Austin.
Well, to be honest with you, my assistant coaches did that. They worked really hard, and I was a person that didn't think that we could get him for that reason. I said, why is he going to leave and come over here? And the fact of the matter is, Russ Riemann did an incredible job and did the best job of any school recruiting him. And Russ had started recruiting him very, very early. And if you go back and talk about loyalty, Russ was called me one day as one of his first years on the road, and I think Kevin was going into his sophomore year. And Russ called me and said, Coach, do you mind if I offer this kid a scholarship? I said, yeah, go ahead, I'll offer him one, thinking that he'd probably forget it one day. But, you know, Kevin never forgot that. And but Russ had developed such a great relationship with everybody and really deserved the credit for getting that done.
That's a great story. Coach Rick Barnes has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. It's a great time to be a Texas Longhorn, isn't it? I mean, Mack Brown looks like he's going to repeat 2005 again.
Well, we hope so. He's done just an incredible job. And you talk about a model of consistency. That's what he's done. And we're pulling for him to get it done this year.
Very good. Coach Barnes, thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.